voice on issues affecting whānau, justice and equity in our country. Dennis has written some pieces for the E Tangata website. In an article, he argues that equity is being unstitched in the name of so-called equality. So what does that mean in practice, and what are the real implications for our country, and particularly for Māori? Thanks for joining us on the program. Tōkana, tēnā koe, Dennis.
Tēnā koe, Dale.
Good to catch up with you again, Dennis. Thank you. The difference. So equity and equality. What prompted this article? Can you give us the gist of your thinking quickly, please, Chief?
Well, we've got this ideological battle going on. Essentially, it was ACT and the Hobson's Pledge people who want the same. They have this proposal that it's a level playing field out there, and that we're all New Zealanders, and it should be like blancmange. And whatever the prevailing government of the day thinks that you should have, that's the way it should be. Whereas, in its essence, we are a nation bound by a treaty between the indigenous people, Ngā Iwi Māori, Tangata Whenua, who have their own ways of going about things and organising. And in many ways, it compared to libertarian thought, it's quite a socialist.
Seem to have lost you there, Dennis. Is that the case? Might you be kind enough to buzz him back? Sometimes phones just blank out for a moment and then they come back. I was really interested in what Dennis was suggesting there as well. So look up the E Tangata website. I've been contributing to that kaupapa since, I just discovered, 2012. So it's a collection of pieces written predominantly by Māori and Pacifica writers, Dennis, he Pākehā ia, but he's, you know, been a real battler for Māori kaupapa for a long time. Dennis is back with us. Hey, Dennis, just finish off what you were... Just,
I reckon the old, it might have been the old SIS or the, whoever in there, Dale. They don't want this stuff spoken about. But, I mean, you've basically got, it's an ideological battle, eh? And they just act, Hobson's Pledge, that whole sort of way of thinking wants same. Whereas it is not an even playing field. And Māori models, Indigenous models, actually have an answer for Indigenous people. And I've watched it develop at our Papakāinga, for instance. Now, we're 10 years in. It's quite a slow curve. But what I'm seeing is almost full employment at our Papakāinga, kids going off to school, achieving at school. We're getting our first graduates in trades and in professions. It's fantastic, and it is rebalancing these things. But this is being unstitched. So on one hand, you've got one minister, for instance, who's grabbing $1,000 a week to stay, you know, in a town that she already owns property. And yet we've got families, large families, who are having the rug pulled out from under their feet in terms of rent subsidies, and that equity that allows these large families to participate socially, participate educationally and culturally, and succeed as New Zealanders and as Māori. So it's craziness. And at the same time, we're saying that we're not producing enough babies in the country to pay for, let's face it, old white folks and their pensions. And at the same time, we're building prisons just faster than we're building houses. And who are we going to lock up in those prisons? Those same young brown kids that we really should be nurturing and who are going to be the productive base of Aotearoa in the future.
Really interesting, Kōrero, and I thank you. I'll have to keep it brief today, but I will direct those of you who are interested in Dennis's thinking to go onto the e-tangata, e-like email, e-tangata website, seek out the article where Dennis argues that equity is being unstitched in the name of so-called equality, and the illustrations he just pointed to, it's far from a level playing field, as we well know. Good catching up with you again, brother. Thank you. I'll keep it short today, but look forward to another more lengthy kōrero down the track. Thanks again, Dennis.
Ka pai, ka pai.
Tēnā koe, mate. Thanks. All the best to you and the fams.